Paul Cole is back in the country for the first time in a number of years. In the ensuing period, he seems to have found his place at the highest level of the sport. He's topped the world rankings earlier on this year. The first man to do that, of course, from New Zealand. He also took out the British Open and has just wrapped up the World Tour Finals. So it is good to catch up with Paul Cole. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here, mate. Thank you.
First things first, what are we doing as far as the final the other day? What happened? It appears you got roundly beaten.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it's my third tournament in, you know, a couple of months in Egypt. And I mean, to be honest, I was quite tired going into the event to start with. And I wasn't really expecting much, but I was just trying to, you know, find my way back to enjoying squash because I'd felt like quite a bit of pressure the last couple of months. And I was very happy to reach a final, but I thought I played well, but I didn't have the big points, you know, 10-all, 8-all in every set. I just didn't play them very well. And to be fair to him, he played them very well and he was up for it. But I was still happy to finish the year in a final. Obviously, would have liked to have won it, but it's been a long season and I was pretty happy with the week, to be fair.
I've so enjoyed watching you over the last couple of years because you seem to me have gone from a guy who's out there playing his trade, very good, very, you know, a lot of talent, a lot of potential, to then bang, there it was, and you were as good as it gets. Is that how it's felt?
Yeah, it's been interesting for me, to be honest. Obviously, I was never, you know, top of the tree, and I was always sort of trying to improve and just trying to look up to people. And then all of a sudden, I won one tournament, and then, you know, I won the next four or five tournaments. And to me, that was very, I'd say, surprising. You know, obviously, I knew how much work I put in, but for it to happen, you know, from one result, one tournament, and, you know, the belief and confidence came from that tournament. And you know, I had the best, you know, 12 months of my life, and everything just sort of started happening. I found myself in a real purple patch, and I was just making the most of that and playing and enjoying my squash. But it was, I'd say it was a surprise for me that it came so quickly.
Winning leads to winning, doesn't it?
Exactly. It becomes a habit. You know, you get used to it and you find out how to win. And I think, you know, like everyone says, sort of one win can give you that confidence. And I think that's exactly what happened to me. It just sort of gave me belief in my game, and from then it just it was a snowball effect in the best way.
What's the difference? Is it purely psychological? Because your fitness literally didn't change. So you're renowned for your fitness. So you're fit. You've got the skill. You've got So it must be in your head.
I mean, yeah, 100%. I think sports, you know, 90% mental, 10% physical. And although I was, you know, changing my physicality, I was still trying to use my physicality in a different way on court rather than, you know, defending. You know, my new coach was wanting me to use my physicality to attack, but then I had to, you know, when I won that tournament, I sort of started believing, okay, actually I'm good enough to win, beat these guys. And you know, the way I'm playing squash, I'm actually, you know, I can, the way I play is good enough to be the best. And I think that sort of psychological switch and confidence is the real key to, you know, sort of beating those guys on a regular basis.
Do you enter the box now knowing you can win?
Yeah, I mean, I enter the court now believing that if I play well, I can beat anyone on tour, which wasn't the case 12 months ago for sure. You know, it was sort of more like if I play well, they probably will still win. Whereas now I believe if I play well, I can win for sure.
Fantastic. Yeah. Most important question of all is, did you upgrade yourself coming home?
I turned left on the plane and I flew business class.
How good was that? How often does that happen? I mean, you know, what's the status of squash in terms of income, of where you're at, and how, you know, how luxurious your life can be as a result of it all?
I'm very lucky. I have a sponsor who pays for my flights, and he sort of looks after me very well. I couldn't probably afford business class myself every flight, no. But you know, he looks after me very well. And since I became number one, he sort of, you know, rewarded me with a lot of business class flights, which, to be honest, makes the world a difference. It's not just a, you know, a pamper thing. It actually, for the body, like I arrived yesterday and off 30 hours of travel, and I felt, you know, my legs were fine, my body wasn't sore, and to be honest, it does make the world a difference.
Fantastic. Just, this is apropos nothing, is traveling around the world at the moment getting back to normal as a professional athlete who jumps on planes a lot? Is flying in the world right now easy?
Yeah, it is. It's to be in Europe. To be honest, it's back to normal. It's extremely busy. We're waiting for, you know, 2 hours in security lines. It's that busy. People going on holiday, and masks are optional on flights and stuff like that. So yeah, it's got back to normal. Obviously, you need to be vaccinated to go to most countries, but in terms of actual flying, it's pretty relaxed these days. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about the Egyptians, because this fascinates me. What is it that Egypt does that's given them this position in squash? There seems to be a lot of them, and they seem to be the centre of some sort of excellence. What's happened?
To me, it's purely numbers. You look at our sort of culture in New Zealand, and we breed rugby players, and that's because it's our favourite sport in New Zealand. We have so many juniors playing rugby. It's in every school. And you look at the Egyptians there. When I finish a match, I will have 50 juniors coming up to me, wanting a photo, speaking to me, wanting something signed. And I think it just goes from grassroots. Their grassroots is purely numbers. And if you have 500 juniors, you know, playing there, and you have 100 here, you're going to get more players playing there. So to me, it's purely a popularity thing. And
somebody must have decided at some point, though, squash was worth pursuing because you need infrastructure.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know where it started. I know there was, you know, back in, you know, maybe Stu Davenport's day, there was like a couple of Egyptians who came through, and that was sort of like the turning point for them. They just sort of, from there, they just steamrolled through, and they have a lot of sponsors and funding there, which is great to see for, you know, for a country and for the players to make money in Egypt as very well. You know, they're very well looked after. They're celebrities there. They're on billboards around the city. You fly into the airport, you see, you know, six Egyptian squash players massive on billboards all around the airport, which is cool to see. They're proper celebrities there. And it's probably where I get recognized the most, you know, just having dinner at a shopping mall, you know, two people come up to me asking for a photo, which for me is very odd. I never get that. But, you know, in Egypt, you get recognised quite a bit.
Fantastic. The New Zealand Open, have things changed? So how long have you been since you've been back in the country?
Be 4 years, I think.
Wow.
Three and a half to 4 years.
It's good to be back feel about it?
Oh, mate, like as soon as I touched down, even when I touched down in Aussie, actually, I transited through there. And then just the feeling of being back on this side of the world was so good, man. I've got pretty bad jet lag, but I'm just buzzing on excitement. Like, I'm just
that's awesome. What's it like? See, because I talk to Ryan Fox a bit, and I see you similar to him. So it's a solo type of existence, isn't it? You know what I mean? You're not with a team. You're not with a unit. Is it hard?
It's very hard. It's lonely. I'm lucky now. I've got sort of set up over there. You know, I've got a girlfriend that we have a house together, and so for me, that's very key, because obviously I can't come home that often, but when I go back to Amsterdam, you know, with her in a house, it does feel like a bit of a home away from home for me, so that's quite good. It's hard though. It gets, you know, like when you're traveling to, you know, I don't think players realize how hard it is to be away from home for four years. They complain when they're away from home for 6 weeks, you know. And I'm like,
it sounds exotic initially, but eventually it must be hard grind.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't complain about my lifestyle. You know, I'm traveling the world, playing a sport I love. Like, I'm not going to complain about it. But at the same time, you know, to have, you know, a couple of weeks at home, even at Amsterdam, you know, I think in the last 4 months, three months, I've been there like 1 week. You know, so even to have time at home in Amsterdam would be nice, let alone New Zealand, you know. So, but again, like I say, I'm not going to complain about it, because it's, I love squash. I'm traveling the world playing squash.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I remember this guy, you won't remember, this guy called Mark Brown, who was a golfer, professional golfer, and he was in that sort of that second tier. And he and his mates used to, fellow pros used to, and they would drive across Canada. So the season would start from west to east. And they didn't have enough money quite to pay the bills themselves. So they get four or five of them, would get the rental, drive, play the tournament, book into a Motel 6, move on, pay the, you know, and so it goes. And it's hard work. You've got to be passionate about what you're chasing.
Oh, 100%. I mean, especially squash, like if you want to get, you know, from through the 100 sort of ranking down to the top level, I mean, you're going to be living on rice. And, you know, I've got, you know, like, I was just, you know, I'd see my parents last night, had a couple of drinks with them for the first time in 4 years, and we're just sort of reminiscing on, you know, now I'm flying business class home, and you know, before then I was, you know, doing 8 stops just to get across the other side of the world so I could afford it. So it's cool to, you know, look back on those sort of stories and see the journey that you've come on, and sort of just makes you appreciate it a bit more now.
They must be enormously proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing seeing them after 4 years, and, you know, just seeing their faces and stuff, and, you know, I had to drag Mum out of the pub at 11 o'clock last night because I knew I had a full day of media today, and she wasn't wanting to leave.
God bless her. Isn't that lovely? So you go back to the New Zealand Open, though. You have to win.
Yeah.
I mean, no pressure, but you got to win. That's the expectation now, isn't it, presumably?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I'm to be honest, I'm more excited about just playing in New Zealand again in front of a New Zealand crowd. It feels like I've been playing away for 4 years and away crowds and stuff. But I got a lot of friends here in New Zealand. But you're right, yeah. I should win, and I'm just you know. But I'm to be honest, I'm very excited about just seeing a lot of my friends and
fantastic.
Playing at home again.
As you wouldn't know, you've been away for 4 years. But broadly speaking, from your experience throughout life, is squash in good health in this country?
I think it is, mate. I think it is. I think we have a really good amateur scene here. Obviously, the professional scene, in my opinion, is very hard to go because squash, to be professional, squash is on the other side of the world. Yeah. And it's a huge commitment to make when you're 18, 19, coming out of juniors and making that transition to professional squash. You have to shift across the other side of the world. So it's a big commitment, and not everyone does that. Well, I think we have a lot of good amateurs that don't go pro just because of that fact. And traveling here, everyone recognizes squash. I was traveling with my squash racket yesterday, and everyone knew exactly what it was. Whereas you look at the other side of the world, I travel a lot, and people always think I'm playing tennis or badminton or something. But coming here, I think people know what squash is, and I do believe it's in good health. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the inspiration now. I mean, that's the value of what you're doing for the country, isn't it? Your success presumably translates. The kids will watch you this weekend and go, "I want to be like him. He did it, so I can too."
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I hope my story can sort of inspire some young guys. But it's hard, Obviously, I know, I get a lot of, media when I'm away on the phone call and stuff. Mm. But, today I'm just quite excited to be back here and sort of celebrating my year in person with a lot of people that, we're just basically with New Zealand, So I'm quite excited to see a lot of people and just sort of enjoy what's been a wicked 12 months for me.
Fantastic. Well, go, and you deserve it too. Well, go well. Good to see you. And have a great weekend, win the tournament, do all that sort of stuff, and say hi to your mum.
Yeah.
Woman in a pub at 11 o'clock, eh? I love it. Good on you. Nice to see you, mate.
Thanks, Mike.
Take
Appreciate
care.
It, mate.
Paul Cole.